Hi there, good morning. Welcome to ET Markets Morning Podcast, the show about money, business and markets. I'm Sabri Saran. Let's start with the headlines first. Flipkart is said to be mulling buyback of ESOPs. ICICI Bank gains from HDFC Bank's losses. PCR signals peak but street fears correction. Indian yields trending up despite RBI's tight leash. Now let me give you a quick glance on the state of the markets. The last trade looked headed for a gap-up start as Nifty futures on the Singapore exchange traded some 24 points higher at 7 a.m. Other Asian markets traded steady. The Nasdaq hit an intraday record high overnight, lifted by Amazon, Microsoft and other top-shelf growth companies. Elsewhere, the dollar held declines. Bitcoin rebounded from a tumble below $30,000. Oil traded around $73 a barrel after an industry report pointed to another decline in US crude stockpiles. That said, here is what is making news. RIL is again getting bullish view from some brokerages as the outlook on the company's retail and telecom businesses improves. CLSA has maintained an outperform rating as Reliance's telecom business Jio showed its first ever positive free cash flow and strong subscriber expansion. Goldman Sachs has retained a buy rating, saying that Reliance's retail growth opportunity is underappreciated. In banking, a distress for HDFC Bank is proving to be an advantage for ICICI Bank. With a prolonged business embargo on HDFC Bank, ICICI Bank is ramping up its digital infrastructure to gain market share in the card business. RBI data from April showed that HDFC Bank lost nearly 160 basis points of market share since the end of November 2020 when the embargo came in. During the same period, ICICI Bank, SBI Cards and Axis Bank have gained 108 basis points, 37 basis points and 11 basis points respectively in market share, data compiled by brokerage house McCare showed. A plunge in the market-wide put-call ratio to near March 2020 levels is being interpreted by technical analysts as the market preparing to hit fresh highs in the coming sessions. The 10-day average PCR has hit 0.86, just shy of the 0.84 level seen in March last year when the Nifty plunged to a multi-year low of 7,511.1 as the COVID-19 pandemic rattled global financial markets. Normally, PCR tends to rise when the market moves up. However, with the market more than doubling since its March 24 low, many analysts fear that it has run ahead of fundamentals and is due for correction. Fed Chair Jeremy Powell on Tuesday reaffirmed the U.S. Central Bank's intent to encourage a broad and inclusive recovery of the job market and not to raise interest rates too quickly based only on the fear of coming inflation. "We will not raise interest rates preemptively because we fear the possible onset of inflation. We will wait for evidence of actual inflation or other imbalances," he said in a hearing before a U.S. House of Representatives panel. RBI may have held down yields on the benchmark bond near 6% by walking the talk on its announced policy stance of protracted accommodation, but investors are pricing in an overall 30 basis point increase in yields as the rates of other securities begin to head north. A basis point is 0.01%. The benchmark paper slipped on the traded volume rankings for sovereign securities in the past 2 days, reflecting drying liquidity in a set of bonds supposed to be in maximum demand. Lastly, Flipkart is mulling a buyback of employee stock options worth nearly $125 million. If it happens, it will create many new dollar millionaires. The plan is part of a new funding round that the Walmart-backed company is in the midst of. Flipkart is talking to investors to raise about $3 billion, a round that is expected to value the firm at $35 billion. Now before I go, here is a look at some of the stocks buzzing this morning. Hero MotoCorp, the country's largest two-wheeler maker, said on Tuesday it would increase the price of its motorcycles and scooters with effect from July 1. Indian Hotels Company, which runs the Taj chain, may consider raising equity to help it deal with the impact of the coronavirus that brought room occupancies down to 38% in April this year. Homegrown FMCG major Dabur has become the first company to do away with paper cartons for toothpaste as the clamor for sustainable living grows louder among consumers. Tata Motors is evaluating opportunities to raise capital from potential strategic partners or investors, including private equity funds and sovereign wealth funds. Do also check out over 24 stock recommendations for today's trade from top analysts on etmarkets.com. That's it for now. Stay put with us for all the market news through the day. Happy investing!